Hey guys, this is Chalk for Chopping It Up with Chalk on tonight's podcast. As I promised, it's late and I'm doing it before 12 midnight, so it's still Monday. I promised that I was going to be talking about what winery I visited this past Sunday, yesterday, the Philip Carter Winery of Virginia. It's in Hume, Virginia. Hume is H-U-M-E, Virginia. It's about, I would say, about an hour, 20 minutes tops outside of Virginia. You just take Route 66 straight on out and you'll get right there. So I'm going to get into it a little bit just to give you guys a little insight about the winery, but I'm going to tell you how I found it. I found out about Philip Carter on Groupon. They had a really good deal going. So I was like, okay, cool. They had, you had your tour, and you have to, if you're going to do the tour, like do the Groupon stuff, if you're going to do the tour, make sure you, do your reservation. You have to do your reservation online when you go onto their site, or it's a whole little thing. But if you do purchase through Groupon, you have to schedule your tour. And the tour was very informative. First of all, let me tell you, the grounds, if you're into scenic views like I am, I love you know, mountain backdrops, mountains off in the distance, lush greenery everywhere. The moo-moos, the cows, the horses, all of those things. Anybody who knows me knows I'm a lover of horses. So when I get to see them outside of riding them, I get excited. I think it's beautiful. The whole feel, it was just very refreshing. The air was crisp. It was a beautiful day on Sundays. Most of you know it was hot. it did get a little warm, but it was nice. It was very nice. But you get your tour. What came along with the Groupon package? You get a tour of the winery, and you do your wine tasting. We tasted all of the wines that they have, basically along the lines of what they have as far as their red wines, their white wines, and their dessert wines. So we did that, and then in the package of what I purchased, you get a cute little basket. It was a basket made up with you can do it 2, 4, or 6, I believe, or something like that. I do definitely remember 2 or 4. And with the basket that in ours, it came the 2 wine glasses, you get some chocolate, you get some smoked cheddar, and the meat and crackers and a picnic blanket. And they were selling sangria. They had water or soda. It was your choice if you wanted to purchase one of the wines that you tasted. Total sidebar, but still on subject, if you will. They do have merchandise that they sell. They sell everything from cigars to candles. I got a candle and it smells so good, you guys. It smells so good. They sell the candles. I got a large one. It was like $20, but at any rate, they sell a lot of different little things. They sell wine books, you know, definitely to, you know, if you want to brush up on your knowledge about wines, they definitely have those. They have a lot of different things. Really nice spot. But getting back to the wine basket, it was so cute. It had a, like I said, a picnic basket, the wine glasses, the chocolate, the cheese, the crackers, and the meat. And you get your cutting board, your little cutting cheese board, and they give you a knife and everything. It was just really, really cute. So after all of that, we did the wine tasting. We got our basket and we went outside, and you can just sit because the vineyards, the vines are right there at you. They have rose bushes just very picturesque, very relaxing, very tranquil as well. You know, your husband, your wife, date nights, girlfriend, boyfriend, with your girlfriends, which it was two guys there. And, you know, they were just buddies and they just wanted to check it out. One, they're really into wine and stuff. And so they, you know, wanted to try out some new wines. They got hip to Philip Carter and they came on out. They just drove on out there. Most of the people that were there were from the DC area, or at least worked in DC and maybe lived in like Alexandria or Arlington or something like that. But yes, they had really good wines. It all depends on what your preference is. If you like dry, sweet, you know, they didn't really have any, as far as white wines, any sweeter white wines. They do have a sweet, you know, their dessert wines, and they, you know, along their desserts, they have ports. That port, I'm telling you, the the port wine that they had, kind of jumping around a little bit, so stay with me, guys. But the port wine that they had, it's what is it? I forgot. Hold on. Let me see if I can pull it. But it's a port style wine, and it's called 1762. It's a 2014 port style wine. Port wine. It's not style. It is a port wine that they serve. And it's called 1762. This thing has 17% alcohol, and it pairs well with like sharp cheeses or your cigars. Definitely maybe after dinner, you know, those types of things. And it was pretty strong. It was like sweet but strong, but at the same time, I don't know, but it had a kickback. I'm not a port wine drinker anyway, so I, you know, it's just not my thing. I've never really done ports, but I do know just from being around people who drink port wines, they do like it with like their dark chocolates and stuff like that. So yeah, if you're into port wine, a port dessert wine, there's is the way to go. The people that were there that liked the ports, they were saying this is a really good port. And this port that they do there, they age their port wines in retired whiskey barrels. I remember the young lady saying, so yeah, definitely if you're into the port wines, since I'm in the area of the sweet wines, dessert wines, I'm going to go ahead and tell you about their Sweet Danielle. It's a Vidal Blanc. It has like 5% residual sugar. It's really good though, guys. Definitely, it's crazy enough. Like you can eat it with like ice cream. I don't know. It's like maybe some vanilla ice cream, but it's definitely a sweeter wine, more along the lines of a dessert wine. I tasted that one and I enjoyed it. it was good. I mean, it's just a really good sweet wine. It gives you the color of, let's see, maybe a color of like a pineapple. And crazy enough, I guess you smell the pineapples too, the hints of like pineapple, pears. A lot of people were picking up on the banana. That they had the smells of the banana in it. I would say it's a wine to drink, even if you aren't like doing it just for dessert. If maybe if you kick back with your girlfriends or you and your spouse or partner or whatever, you're kicking back, just hanging out on the porch, or, you know, you go to the park, have a picnic, and you don't want anything like super strong. You want more of a, you know, a nice, you know, just a nice refreshing wine in the summertime, I would definitely suggest their Vidal Blanc. It's called Sweet Danielle. So yeah, and let's see, they had like a Verdot, they had this full body blend. I remember it was pretty pretty strong. I like reds, but I'm not a strong red wine drinker. They have one called Naomi Hall, which is it's a Cabernet. They had Chambord, and yeah, that's a red as well that they have. And they also have their version of a rosé. They call it the Roswell. This one was really good. This is what they made the sangria with. They used the Roswell with, what is that, like a white peach, drink, juice with. They did the white peaches from the local orchard out there. Yes, and just sidebar, they have an orchard just right up the road as well. It's a lot of different orchards around there and farmers markets. You can definitely pick your own apples depending on the type of the year. Your apples, your nectarines, your peaches. You can just go in and do your thing. And beautiful grounds, definitely. Again, beautiful grounds. They have, I think I talked about the Vidal Blanc. It's called Governor Fauquier, like the Fauquier County, where Hume is located, in Fauquier County in Hume, Virginia. The Philip Carter Winery, excuse me. They had their Chardonnay. The Chardonnay was pretty okay. I don't mind a good Chardonnay with dinner. And they have called a Sabine Hall, and it's a stage grape of Virginia, and it's aged in stainless steel and natural oak. They use stainless steel barrels and natural oak processes, to as far as the fermentation processes, as far as the crushing process. Like, it's fascinating, honestly. If you ever go, definitely go to do the tour. You don't have to do the tour, but I would suggest doing the tour to learn all about it. It is such a fascinating process, and I've learned some things about wine, but I promise they gave in-depth information. The young lady Emily was so knowledgeable, and yeah, it was amazing. It was really good information if you're a wine lover. So yeah, Hume, Virginia, Philip Carter Winery. This is one that I would definitely suggest. They are again located in Hume, Virginia. Their exact address is 4366 Stillhouse Road, Hume, HUMEVA. Go on Groupon, check it out. I purchased the Groupon for, like, I think it was like $34 for all of that. And it was really cool. It was so relaxed. We met some great people. The staff there is great, extremely accommodating. Like I said, they have merchandise, things you can purchase. I will let you know that they don't have, like, food. You can't, like, some wineries, indoor and outdoor wineries, or you can do both. They might have like a food vendor or something like that. Nope, they don't offer they don't offer that. They're pretty much just strictly wine. But we did, because we got the basket, they gave us the little Dove chocolates, and we did the smoked cheddar, and we had the meat. But they don't have, like, snacks like chips or sandwiches. They don't have any of that. So if you plan on going out there and just wanting to spend the day and kind of just hang out, chill out, walk amongst the vines, walk down. They have, like, the lake. I'm assuming that's a part of the water source as well, but it's just beautiful, serene. Definitely, pack you, I guess, an extra little picnic basket with your favorite eats that things you like to have with your wine. Also, it's a beautiful wedding venue. I know some people are like, oh my God, I wouldn't drive all the way out there to have my wedding. But if you want a nice vineyard style wedding, at a winery, it is beautiful out there, I promise you. If you go to my Facebook page on both Chalk Chalk, C-H-O-C, C-H-O-C, and Chalk Johnson, C-H-O-C Johnson. I will be posting pictures tomorrow so you guys can kind of see some of the pictures that we took out there with the grapes on the vines, just all types of stuff. We had a really good time. Again, and also with the drive being like an hour and 20 minutes away, it's like you're getting away without getting away. It's, like I said, very serene and just tranquil. It's a really good look. It's a very, very cute look. Their hours, I'm going to go and give you their hours. Their hours are Sunday through Thursday, 11 a.m. to 6 p.m. On Fridays, they're open from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. On Saturdays, they're open from 11 a.m. to 7 p.m. Also, if you want to check out, dive in more before you go, or you just want some information, you know, about the Philip Carter Winery of Virginia, 1762. They're also known as the first family of American wines. So this is a, you know, it's been passed down through their generations. Again, beautiful people out there. And you can check them out at their website on www.pcwinery.com. Yeah, not too much more to say about that. But definitely, it was just really nice. We enjoyed our time. It was great. It was really cute. We had a lot of fun. Oh, they also are a dog-friendly winery, so friendly dogs. They provide water bowls and things for your dog. So yeah, if you want to go out there, it's just really cute, guys. If you want to go out and just read a book and have a glass of wine and, you know, just kind of hang, you can make it a day. You can make it a thing and be real cute. Like I said, up the road, which one was one of the closer ones that we saw, was a orchard. I think on Sundays they close at 5. Really nice. They have, you know, a bakery there, I believe the gentleman said. We missed it literally last minute, but we did get a chance to see the grounds and all of that good stuff. It's really nice, really nice. We saw like the white peaches and all of that stuff. It was really, really nice, really cool. So we're planning actually to go on back out there to do some picking and to have some fun. So yeah, that's that for the Philip Carter Winery of Virginia. I hope I helped you guys out. I hope it gave you some information on another place, an interesting place to go for the wine lovers. If you're not into wines or you're not real knowledgeable of wines, I definitely suggest this place, if nothing more, because they give you so much insight into like the history of making wines, how they make their wines, the process, literally everything from the barrels. They're oak barrels. I think they have like three different types of oak. One is American, French, and I forgot the other one. But yeah, it's just, you know, it's the whole thing, and it's not boring information. It's extremely informative, especially if you're into wines and you want to know more about wines, you know. And yeah, so that's with that on the Philip Carter Winery. Again, check out Groupon for some deals. You know, the wines aren't expensive. Again, you can go onto their website at pcwinery.com. Also, when I did the video, I'm going to shift gears here a little bit before I close out. I stated that I will be changing up the format on Chopping It Up with Chalk. We're going to get into some, you know, some other areas, some other topics. I know, especially since I've been doing it, it hasn't been long on this podcast. I've been mostly talking about like food and eateries and wine and different things like that. I did do a segment. We did some family stuff, and one of the most recent was on supporting Black-owned businesses and things like that in lieu of some situations that have happened at a nail salon. So We're going to be diving into more of those types of conversations, diving into love and relationships. People who want to know some stuff, they want to talk about it, they want to hear about it. I guess they want to hear my take on it. But my thing is, I want to hear you all's take for my listeners. I want you guys to leave me messages, DM me, meaning, what is it? Yeah, DM. They don't say in my inbox anymore. So yeah, DM me with your questions, with your show topics. Again, it can be on anything, nothing vulgar, anything like that, but definitely on anything. We're still going to keep it, you know, about food, about fun, about family. Yeah, and get into the things that, you know, we deal with on an everyday life. Coming up on one of my next segments, I will definitely be diving into what it's like to be a single mom raising children in the millennial age and 21st century, and, you know, the different generations. I'll be having guests on to speak on that. And this one, it appeal more to the ladies, I would think, but definitely I want you gentlemen to chime in to see what your take is about, you know, how women feel about sometimes having to be the mother and the father. Yeah, deep stuff, but this world, and it's not, you know, just what is that, localized or generalized to one race of people. No, everybody's dealing with the single parent thing, and there's definitely single parent dads, you know, they're single dads who are raising children as well. So we'll be jumping into those types of things, you know, some other serious topics, very interesting topics on love and relationships and dating in 2018, and yeah, getting into some juicy, heavy stuff, because I think it's important that people know, people hear different perspectives, and, you know, to get insight, because what, you know, my view is, or what your view is, you know, they may differ, but we may can help each other out. So yeah, let's get into it. I want to get it popping. I love good conversation. I love great insight. I love learning new things and from new and different people. So I am so looking forward to hearing from you guys. I can't stress it enough. I want to hear from you guys. You guys, definitely, you can send me an email at choppingitupwithchalk@gmail.com. I'm on Twitter. Everything is chopping it up with chalk. On Twitter, chopping it up with chalk. Oh, my Instagram is Chalk MJ, CHOCMJ. That's my Instagram. Again, Facebook, there are two pages, Chalk Chalk, CHOC, CHOC, and my other, excuse me, Facebook page is Chalk Johnson, CHOC Johnson, JOHNSON. Always, anytime, day or night, hit me up. Something comes to you, say, you know what? I want to hear this on Chalk's podcast, you know, see if we can get into it. Also, diving more into the video. So we'll be doing some Facebook Live segments. We did one. It was trial and error. It was good, though. It was a good learning experience. But definitely, I learned some things on how to better perfect the Facebook Live sessions before we jump into the vlogging and the sessions, the visual sessions on the podcast. So yeah, definitely, I want you guys to get in on these Facebook Live sessions that we're going to be doing, actually, if not this week, next week. But I want you guys to stay tuned. Definitely go to any of your podcast outlets, download them for free from out of your Play Stores, but out of your app stores, like your, what is it, the Google apps and all of that stuff. I'm on Google Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, Anchor Podcasts, what is it, Radio Public, Overcast, Pocket Cast, Breaker, and a few other ones. Definitely look me up, Chopping It Up with Chalk is the podcast, and add me to your favorites. definitely add me to your favorites so that when I, you know, post new episodes and new segments, if you will, you'll get alerted and you'll hear, listen to them. You can jump in on them and let me know. Let me know if you want me to bring you in live as a co-host. I'm all open for it. I'm open for new and fresh, and that's what we're here for. So, again, it is now Tuesday morning. It is 12:16 a.m. This is so funny, but I did it. I stuck to my promise. I got on here on Monday before Tuesday. So I'm a woman who keeps her word. I definitely try. But yes, so I want you guys to, again, go to your podcast outlets. Add me to your favorites. Chopping it up with the chalk. I will talk to you guys soon. New and fresh content. Definitely listen out, check out, hit me up on Facebook. Send me a friend request on the Chalk Facebook page, excuse me, or even on Instagram at ChalkMJ. Send me friend requests. Go to Twitter. Follow me on Twitter. This Twitter thing, it is so funny. I know Twitter is the way of the world, so work with you, girl. I'm still, getting used to doing it. I was a Twitter girl when it first started with Twitter, but then I fell off. Now I'm back at it. So, work with me. Come follow me on Twitter at Chopping It Up with Chalk. Again, my Instagram is ChalkMJ, ChocMJ. And send me friend requests on Facebook as well at ChalkChalk, ChocChoc. So we can definitely, high five you through the web, virtual high fives and all that good stuff. And I look forward to speaking to you all again very soon. Be on the lookout. Don't forget, go and download one of your podcast apps. They are free. Free. Tell your friends and family members. Yes, let's get it moving. Let's get it popping. I am always here for new and fresh content. And so again, I'll be talking to you guys soon. Thanks for tuning in, listening to your girl Chalk here on Chopping It Up with Chalk. Good night.